This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow, presented each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries Incorporated is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. We stay on the air with the ability of sharing Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God only through donations that are given by individuals like you. We don't solicit the invitation, the money. It just comes in, and if God blesses, we stay on the air. And praise God, this is the month of March, and we are beginning our fourth year on the air on KLFD. And I thank you for what you do and for those generous individuals who are helping to keep the Voice of Tomorrow on the air. I'd like to hear from you and have you write to me at Voice of Tomorrow and send your notes and your responses about the scriptures. And send these to Kingdom Ministries Incorporated, Post Office Box 3, Litchfield, Minnesota. And that address will be repeated at the end of the broadcast. We've been studying from the book of Genesis, some early Bible stories that may or may not be familiar to you, but they're in the scriptures, and because they're there, they should be familiar. You should be familiar with the scriptures to know what it is you believe and why you believe it. You need to be a student of the Word of God. Paul told Timothy to study to show himself approved unto God, to be a workman that did not need to be ashamed, to rightly divide the Word of truth. To be a student of God's Word, to be able to know what it says. And I believe it's important that each one of us know what we believe and why we believe it. We're going to start with a very important Bible character, one of the patriarchs of old from the book of Genesis. If you have a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil, I'd like to write down the book of Genesis in chapter 12. It's at this point in our study that we find God beginning to create a nation, but rather than starting with a nation that has already existed, people were evil. People were evil continually, even from the time of the flood. After the flood, God recognized that man was evil from his heart, and as a result, God did not take a nation that had already been established. God started with one man. He looked for a person who had faith, a person that would follow him. God looks at the character of the individual. And as we've been studying the book of Genesis and learned about Noah, who was one man out of all in his generation, one man that found favor in the eyes of the Lord. We find here that God calls Abram, and that's his name at the beginning, A-B-R-A-M, Abram, later changed to Abraham, calls him to leave his family, leave his homeland, to follow him in faith. Now, one of the interesting facts about Abraham's family starts in Genesis chapter 11 and verse 27. It says, "Now these are the records of the generations of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his birth in Ur of the Chaldeans." Ur of the Chaldeans, that is the area where Abraham was born, in the Mesopotamian Valley. And if you get a map, you'll be able to find that in the Fertile Crescent down near in an area. It's called Ur of the Chaldees, and this is the birthplace of Abram. And God calls Abram and all his family, and they leave that area. We see here in Genesis 11, that verse 31, Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, and his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, and they all went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. That's north of Canaan. And then God calls Abram specifically to go forth from his country, to leave his relatives, his father's house, and go to a land that he would show him. This is chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 is a vitally important chapter, for it is God's call of Abram to leave his family to go where God would lead him. A side note, I believe it's important to mention here that if you're going to follow God, even in today, you need to have God be number one, even if it means leaving parents, even if it means leaving grown children behind, to go to where God wants you to go. God is the creator of the universe. He is in total control and knows what's going on. And he has great plans for every single person who will trust him and are willing to follow him. We have an example of a person here with Abram that God calls and invites him to do something. And Abram obeys. Chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country, from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. And here's the promise that he made. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And when this was taking place, it says, Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when they departed from Haran. He was 75 years old when he is called to leave his father, to leave his family, to take his possessions, his wife, and the animals with him. Lot went along, and he said, go to a land that I will show you, and I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to make your name great, and you will be a blessing. God made these promises to Abram, and Abram believed. Now, if you go over to chapter 11, of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, Abram is mentioned. At this point now, his name has been changed to Abraham. We find in verse 8 that by faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place that he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. Abram was called by God to go to a land that he would show him, and he left on faith. Faith to go where God called him. And often God might call us to do the same thing. The book of Hebrews says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Check it out. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We need to live on faith. Trust God to lead us, to guide us. Throughout the Word of God, we find that God is aware of our circumstances. He's aware of our trials. He's aware of the things that we need for daily living. Matthew chapter 6. But God God's word says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added to us. That's in Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 and 34. It's important that we live on faith, walk by faith, like Abram did. He left his family, his father, that is, and he went from his homeland to a land that God was going to show him. And what's interesting about it is, as recorded in Hebrews 11:8, is that when he went to this place, he went out not knowing where he was going. He was just moving from place to place as a wanderer, and God was going to direct him to where he wanted him to be. God directed Abram. And when he got to the land of Canaan, God informed him, this is the place. Abram instinctively knew this was the location. God speaks to us through his spirit that dwells in his people. And God spoke to Abram and led him to the place that he wanted him to go. Led him to a land that was filled with milk and honey. A land that was going to be his in the future. We'll be studying more about Abram and the promise that God made to him. I want you to continue to be reading your Bible, to become a student of the Word of God. It's important that you know what you believe and why you believe it. We live in a tough time. We're living in difficult situations around us, with our neighbors and our families, sometimes our jobs and our homes. But we see here that Abram left all that he had in faith, trusted God in faith, and faith is what made the difference. A person who lives by faith is the one that is going to be pleasing God, and God will take care of you. May God bless you as you continue to become a student of his word.